Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. You are listening live to Napwick Talks Radio. We have a very exciting guest with us today, and you can call in at 714-459-3918. We have Mr. Patrick Brown with us this morning, and we're going to talk a lot about education, what his experience could bring to a program that he's actually going to be working with in conjunction with Napwick. And again, the phone number to call in is area code 714-459-3914. And as we do that today, we're just going to be interested in the National Association of Black Women in Construction. You can visit our website at napwick.org, and you can learn all about the organization and also about becoming a member of the organization. All that information is there. And if you are interested in becoming a guest on Napwick, you can email us at blogtalk@napwick.org, and we'd be happy to have you on as a guest in future shows. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we have Patrick Brown on the phone with us this morning. And good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Excellent. And yourself, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Oh, thank you. Great. And we are definitely excited to have you on with us this morning. Now, Mr. Brown, can you share with our Napwick listeners your background in construction?
Certainly. And good morning again, Marissa. My involvement in construction started early in life, I guess. My father being a surveyor, now retired, I was very interested in what he was doing with his instruments, and my mother was always interested in building a house. So I got into that at an early stage in high school, fell in love with the technical aspect of drafting and basic principles of construction. Went to the College of Art, Science, and Technology, which is now UTEC in the island of Jamaica, where I did my certificate and diploma studies in construction management. I really wanted to be a structural engineer. And after graduating high school, I walked to the college in such excitement. I spoke to a gentleman by the name of Vincent Spencer. And he said, well, you haven't got all of the sciences that I'd like to see, but let me try in construction management. And that was the beginning of today. I've stuck with construction management through a bachelor's program at FIU, Florida International University, and then I went and did my master's there. Prior to doing that, I lived in London for a couple of years and decided that maybe I wanted to continue studying there. So I joined up with the Royal Chartered Institute of Builders and did my training there and certification, and then became an associate member, which is more of a semi-professional, transitional from academic to professional qualification as a licensed member of the Royal Chartered Institute of Builders. My first real job then was building highways. I became the quantity checker, which is basically your estimator who pays the bills of construction. So we go out and verify quantities made. And in so doing, I became involved in civil construction, roads, bridges, river training, dynamite work. That was very exciting, cutting and fields of mountains, because that's one strange thing in Florida. Not very, very many mountains here, but in the island of Jamaica, we have our fair share. So having fallen in love with the civil works, I wanted another challenge and decided, let me get into building. And because, there was a better job offer, I went with a company called the Aluminum Company of Canada. They had a building products division in Jamaica where, several building products were manufactured from the raw material and, of course, exported and imported back into the island. And I worked there for several years on several building projects and got very excited about that. Roofing division was a very popular thing. We did metal buildings, and then when I left there, went to FIU. My first job was with Anne McNeil, who is the founder of Mavic, and I worked with her as a project manager. When Anne's company grew and then they split both MCO Construction and Environmental, I joined Miami-Dade County as a construction manager. I've been with them now for close to 23 years. And I'm now one of the managers in the construction management division, where we, you know, build, do demolition. We do a variety of projects, primarily for county departments. And my involvement with teaching the FDOT program has been basically from the love of all of that, you know, mixed into one. And the commitment that I made when I became a certified general contractor, and I tried and I said, listen, I said my prayer and I said, God, if there's anything I can do, let me help someone else, you know, achieve what I'm trying to achieve now and more. And that's it in a nutshell.
So in listening to you, your experience has taken you internationally. You spoke about being in London for a period of time, being in Jamaica, in Canada, and now we have the benefit of you being here with us in Florida. Now, with that, having said that, what has inspired you to offer your experience as an instructor in the construction industry and NABWIC?
Well, I was approached formally with teaching by a gentleman by the name of William Dozier. He asked me to cover for him in a couple classes at Miami-Dade College. And I've, you know, always enjoyed the fact that, you know, teaching inspired, and my grandmother being a teacher. I said, well, let me take a shot at it. And in so doing, maybe word got around that, you know, this guy may be able to transfer some knowledge to a few people. And then the opportunity came up to teach in the DOT program, which at the time was being offered by a different group. And then I recall that while working at MCO Construction, we did initial training with FDOT, so that, you know, in an effort to encourage contractors to participate in the program, with Dr. Charles Wright from FAMU and several other folks. And I said, you know, this has to be inspirational. This has to be it. So I got involved. And then the program was, you know, later taken up by Margaret Hall. And they called me back. And I've met some very interesting folk in that journey. People in industry, people who wanted to get into the industry. And what has really driven me is to see how people get inspired. You know, they simply had a curiosity or a desire to get into the industry, and by so doing, I was able to offer them a pathway that they gained confidence. And once you have confidence, you're unstoppable.
Exactly. And just to give our listeners some information, we're the Florida Memorial University. They have a construction management development program, and it runs from January 23rd this year, 2013, through May 8th, 2013. And that program has several benefits. And Mr. Brown, that we're talking to this morning, will be an instructor of that program, and it's just specially designed for construction and small businesses in construction. And that program is for get you in line for the Federal Department of Transportation, getting projects with them, program that will help you get bonded. And so this program is a very awesome program. And so we have one of the instructors with us here this morning. And if you would like to get additional information or to register for the class, because it's coming up here very quickly, starting January 23rd, you can give a call at 786-473-0232. And that phone number again is 786-473-0232, or you can visit us at nabwic.org to get additional information on the Construction Management Development Program. And so with that being said, Mr. Brown, what has been your experience with students and the feedback received in the classes?
Well, excitement, really. You know, excitement at being able to command certain aspects of, you know, whatever they've decided to get into. Meaning, if someone was already in construction and they wanted to, you know, sort of expand or transfer to a new realm of the industry, they felt that confidence, and that excitement has really been the driving force behind, you know, not just me but other students, you know, wanting to participate in this program. I remember we had a student who basically they had just done some painting work. And it wasn't really as a contractor. They sort of helped along, and they, you know, got curious. And then I said, well, listen, DOT offers you a great opportunity. And they said, painting, you know. Well, DOT is only about roads. And I said, so, have you ever seen lightens on the street?
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the millions of gallons of paint that can be applied as temporary lines, and then the new materials, the thermoplastic reflective materials that are out there and how it's applied. And, you know, to my amazement, by the time we got to the end of the program, you know, and we had shown students the links and the opportunities, they were looking at painting some of these structures, you know, for example, the service plazas, etc. And about a month after the class, I heard that she actually got in as a subcontractor doing paint work on one of the service plazas that were being renovated. That's the excitement that, you know, you look forward to.
That's really awesome. So not only do you give the students instructions and you provide the experience, the extensive experience that you have, but you can also be an inspirational tool helping the students get into areas where they may not, you know, have considered before. So I think that's it's an awesome thing. And this program that we're discussing, it can open those doors, you know, along with instructors showing opportunities and then the background that this program gives to students. It can be a wonderful opportunity. And with that being said, where do you see the greatest impact of women in the construction industry?
This is an interesting question, and I say this because oftentimes when people think of women in an industry, they're looking at, well, it's not normally a traditional role for a woman to be in this industry, but what is not? You know, consider the beginning, you know, from giving birth. If a woman can give birth, there's nothing that a woman should not participate in. And you have to understand that industry has been dominated by men for several reasons in different countries, but also dominated by women in other countries that are not commonly known, you know, where there is a need for labor and wherever there is a need, and human beings are there, no matter what gender. But most important for the industry is that the perspective of participation, innovation, and creativity, that is what, you know, industry should be open to, whether it be from male or female. And our construction industry has not transitioned very well over time. You know, consider communication. You know, you can have a cell phone that you can operate a television station from. Well, we're still building the way we built many years ago, from the medieval castles. And the basic principles, not, you know, to get me wrong, but where is the innovation? The construction industry is not truly to be dominated by any particular gender. There is manufacturing. There is that network that has to be developed from manufacturing. And I'll tell you a little story. When I went to work for the Aluminum Company of Canada, the then director, Mr. Sampson, says, you know, we have a new engineer that's going to be leading their section, and we're interviewing our employees to see, you know, would you have any difficulty being supervised by a woman? And I paused and I looked at him and I said, Mr. Sampson, 99.9% of my teachers have been female. My mother has instructed me a lot on what I'm going to do. And I'm certainly, you know, positive about the fact that this won't be the first instruction or the last instruction or guidance that I'll get from a female. So should there be a problem? And that's, you know, the end of that for that story. You just never bothered to interview anyone else. And needless to say, there was no issues. There was no transitional issues. And even on our job sites today, yes, there have been many challenges. And women have had to overcome some of the stubborn mindsets out there in the industry. But it's not just in the field. You're talking from a design perspective, you know, who is going to get the vote of confidence on budget decisions. And it's just simply another way of looking at a project. From that perspective, no matter whom it comes from, whether you're a person of color, you're male or female, those are factors that do play in on the decision-making table. So the challenge that's there is for all of us to overcome.
Exactly. And your classes address, the class that you're going to be instructing, they address a lot of issues for businesses. I'd like to ask you, what are some of the pitfalls to avoid in execution and operation of a small or medium-sized construction business that are addressed in your classes?
Well, focus. You know, that's the thing. You know, when we're getting business, we are trying to survive. So if there's a piece of lint floating on the water, we're going to grab on that piece of lint, trying to become buoyant, trying to become profitable. But oftentimes, it's, you know, it's an energy loss. It's to keep a focus on what it is you want to do, knowing what that is, and just simply taking the steps or strides in order to achieve it. In other words, I'm going to build a high-rise building. I'm going to build roads. I want to build swimming pools. I want to design something. Well, what are you trying to build? If you're just there to get busy, then busy work, there's a lot of that, but it's not very profitable. You want to become profitable at what you do. And by so doing, you're developing a reputation that spreads like wildfire. But knowing how much you can handle in order to do it well. And if you intend to grow, which everybody, you know, wants that, is to systematically look at what are your steps of growth. And this really comes from the student body. You know, my experience, you know, is just simply to encourage that discussion. And you'll find that from the many professions and walks of life that our students come from, there's a lot to be learned. One of the participants in the program who went to the classes in Orlando, she ran basically a daycare center. And she was very timid, you know, said, well, I'm really out of place. And I said, but you must be a great manager, because if you can organize, you know, children with their exciting minds and keep discipline, then you're really an excellent, you know, foundation manager. You know, whether you wanted to manage a crew, how to communicate and how to reach out to those individuals. That's the skill. So the pitfall is that we tend not to pay attention to what takes us to our objective. It's really, we're just grabbing at this lint floating in the water. And with so doing, we lose the opportunity to become profitable. So listen to the experience gained from others, no matter what it may be, and see the significance in it and apply it to what you do. So in small business, you know, as I said, we're trying to survive. You know, as I said, well, I remember this expression from Anne. No work is better than low work. You want to make profit your focus so that you can become viable and sustain your business in that industry that you've selected. Choose your specialization or limit your generalization so that you always have profitability and sustainability in mind.
Some great points that you covered there. And if you're just joining us today, we are talking with Mr. Patrick Brown. He's going to be one of the instructors at the Construction Management Development Program. He's just explained to us some of the things that the courses offer and some of the benefits that's derived from the courses. And just to make our listeners aware, some of the courses offered will include business management, construction accounting, construction math and estimating, contract specifications and law, plan reading and scheduling for the Federal Department of Transportation projects. So we're just hearing some of the previews that's going to be one of the instructors there, the courses, and the courses start January 23rd, and they go through May 8th of this year. And so for some additional information, you can call 786-473-0232, or you can visit nabwic.org for further information on the Construction Management Development Program. And Mr. Brown, as we get back into some of the additional questions that I would like to ask of you, and what are the opportunities that exist for new business and especially women in the construction industry?
Well, the opportunities are limitless. And I say this not just to throw something out there. Basically, coming from what I just said before, selecting what you want to get involved in. Yes, we all want to make, you know, money, and we all want to be successful. But you have to select a path. The opportunities that exist, especially, you know, with FDOT, just go to their website and take a look. And the FDOT website is a beautiful resource, and it's, you know, this is one of the things that we introduce our students to, how to access that information. In accessing that information, no matter what state you're in or what state you're willing to go to, you can identify projects that are in the planning stage, identify projects that are out for bid, and understand this. One big difference in our general construction industry and FDOT is the process of estimating. FDOT provides resources, not just the specific material quantities, but resources for you to compare previous costs that have been accepted and been successful within that region, within that time period, within or following the scope of work, for you to compare your submissions with versus your standard building construction where you're given a set of drawings and in 2 weeks and said, come up with the quantities for this $15 million job and give me a price. There's a lot of guessing that goes on. Sure, there's a lot of coordination and people put in, you know, countless hours at breaking down costs. But looking at resources that are laid out, you know, they're the internet. The internet offers you a variety of choices. It's like a kid in a candy store, as they say. Choose one piece of candy, which is the hardest thing to do, and enjoy it. Right? That's really the hardest thing. But opportunities are laid out, and especially through the internet, there are companies out there that are looking for people to direct work to. You know, you enter your company name in one of these slots, and people are calling you. Are you interested in bidding this job, that job? You know, we're looking at this opportunity. The city is doing this. The county is doing that. The state is doing that. Just imagine at your feet right now, if you're sitting in your office or you're sitting at home, within two blocks of wherever you are, there's an opportunity for you that exists in construction and many other industries, whether it be a supplier. And understand this, reading. Reading is so important because, you know, with the implementation of the leadership in environmental and energy design principles and companies trying to get tax credits for buildings that meet certain criteria, it is important for us to read and understand and translate that into a real tangible product. If you're looking at LEED certification, these are exams that you can prep for online and take at one of these examination centers that creates another level of specialization and understanding of the construction process. We're not just putting cement and, you know, stones and blocks and steel together. We're doing it on a principle of reducing a carbon footprint. That's been happening in civil projects for a long time. Material reuse, the resources, trying not to, you know, spend fuel to bring special material from, you know, distances that are not really beneficial to our environment. Understanding how to blend and alternative use of materials. This is a whole new field. And this is a transition that construction needs to go through. Opportunities that exist out there are in every single discipline and professional facet. Whether you're an attorney interpreting these documents, whether you are a person who just simply wants to supply nails, understand that, you know, nails are a very important factor. Now imagine the recycling opportunities on nails. And somebody says, what do you mean? Have you ever walked through a construction site, any construction site, and seen the lost material that's there? Right. Look at the resources, metals. Look at the resources of wood. Look at the resources of plastics. You know, all of these petrochemical-based items. Now, if that's not limitless, that's just simply a snapshot on what is.
That's exactly right. And I notice here that we have Ann McNeil, the founder of the National Association of Black Women in Construction on the line with us this morning. So I'm going to go ahead and open her line. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And again, this is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder Building Stronger and Better Lives. And I tell you, I have literally been mesmerized. Yes, Patrick, mesmerized. Sitting here listening to you. Number one, I didn't realize it had been 23 years. And number two, just listening to your journey prior to coming to us at MCO Construction. And I am just so honored to really be on the show and listening. Marissa, you're doing a wonderful job. And Patrick, you have really raised the bar. I've learned so much about the industry, actually, also, listening to you, and I'm taking notes, actually, on some ideas that I have, and I'll discuss those with you offline. But I wanted to come on and ask you, Marissa, if you would please repeat the phone number.
That's exactly right. So it's 786-473-0232. So, again, 786-473-0232.
Thank you. Thank you. And I do have a question for Patrick, and then I have a comment, and then I'll finish. Let me do my comment first. My comment is that the FAMU bonding program, this is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation. We in NABWIC have a contract, and we're actually partners with both, with FAMU and with the Department of Transportation. And I just wanted to just encourage our listeners to just know that as the voice of Black women in construction, that we are open to everyone, and we just really want to just raise the level of understanding in the industry and encourage especially African-American young girls, junior high school, and college age, and young women also, to consider the construction industry. And everything that Patrick said really gives us a really good idea of why it is open to all. And so, Patrick, I'm not sure if you have daughters, but my question to you is this. If you have a daughter, and if you don't, if you had one, would you encourage her to enter the construction industry? That's my first question. And my second question, which I like to ask all of our guests, is what's your favorite book?
Okay. Well, yes, I do have two daughters, Kellyanne and Cherise. And I actually have tried to inveigle, I'm going to say, Kellyanne into, you know, an aspect of the construction industry. I said, well, you know, would you like to help to organize your... Yeah, and I've actually tried to encourage her to say, well, you know, become my business partner. Give me some guidance here. Look at my business administration. And needless to say, she got me a bit jealous. You know, she had a friend that was in the civil side of construction, she decided to help him. So I guess I must have done something right, but never been too attractive to attract the right clientele. But yes, I would encourage either of them to get involved in the industry, especially on the new dimensions of industry, and any young girl or female out there to look at, you know, your own background and apply that to the industry. Look at the opportunities that I've been given. And for the listeners out there, I want to state this publicly. Someone gave me an opportunity working here in Miami. Sight unseen, just a telephone call. She says, you're hired. That person is Ann McNeil. I never like to refer to her as my old boss, because Ann McNeil is not just the voice of women in construction. She is the voice in construction. And taking an opportunity, you know, being able to give someone an opportunity like that says that you're willing to step forward. And my career here has been basically because of the opportunity given by Anne and her partner then, and being able to speak to you now, because even today she still inspires and encourages. My favorite book, I'm not much of a quiet reader. I tend to read, when I say read for purpose, not for entertainment. I've fallen in love with many technical books, but as I mentioned before we started this program, I've taken up the Bible Challenge. And this is by Reverend Zabrinsky, who it's basically helping you to develop a discipline for anything, really. You can apply this to anything. And needless to say, I will be reading the Bible. But I'm also trying to develop that discipline of, you know, spiritual inspiration through these readings and to make it second nature. So now that I've read the book, The Bible Challenge, yet I'm reading it, and it is driving me to a book that I've played with, that I say played with all my life, which is the Bible. Literally from, you know, seeing what page opens up to see what is being driven as the inspiration of the day. But it's really about developing a discipline, whether it be in my personal, professional, and spiritual life. So the book is called The Bible Challenge.
The Bible Challenge. Okay, so there we have it. And so as a last question that I would like to ask you before we end today's session is, what resources would you direct individuals towards for companies today that are trying to find a niche for their business in today's competitive market?
Well, look at the resource of your competitor. Look at the resources of other people in the industry, and look at the resources of people around you. And do not disregard, I mean, do not disregard anyone's background, qualifications, or experience. The resources are people. That's the greatest resource. As the commercial says, that the most important element in anything is the human element. That's one of the greatest resources that you can have. But yes, there are things like the internet. You know, pull down the information. Do some research on what you are getting involved in. The internet is a vast amount of information that's out there, but understand that you can't take every road that's out there. Select roads to research on, and then select the road that you're going to walk on. There's nothing wrong in saying that, hey, I've made a mistake, I'm going to start again. And that's one of the important resources to always keep with you, the ability to recognize your own mistake and being able to correct it and learn from it. So I will always point out for the DOT program that they have an excellent information resource, an opportunity, an experience online that you can narrow it down to the latest project that you see going on. Whether if here in Miami they did a major, and they're still working on it, on the 826-836 interchange, which is on the southwest corner of the airport. Companies have been involved in it. You can look at the details of those companies, look at what they've quoted, look at what their cost overrun or profit level has been. When was the last time somebody showed you that type of data? And it's out there, just a couple clicks away from you.
That is very, very fascinating information that we received this morning from our guest, Mr. Patrick Brown. He's going to be an instructor at the Construction Management Development Program that's going to run January 23rd through May 8th. And to get additional information on that program, you can call 786-473-0232. Again, that's 786-473-0232. And on behalf of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, we'd like to thank you, Patrick Brown, for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. And as usual, it's always been an exciting opportunity for me to interact with the listeners that are out there. You know, we didn't have anyone call in, but that's fine. The class is there for you to step into and become involved, because you will not lose anything by joining this class. I guarantee you there's nothing but gain to have.
That's right. And the show is archived, so the listeners do have a chance to listen to the show again and also tweet, put this on Facebook, or you'll also just email the link. So if you have someone out there who is going to be interested in the Construction Management Development Program that's going to run January 23rd through May 8th, it's a great opportunity to get in connection with the Federal Department of Transportation. It's an excellent opportunity in exercising bonding, and also these various classes that range from project management to construction math and estimating, and also the resources that you have in terms of the instructors. And Mr. Patrick Brown is a perfect example of what you can benefit from as a result of attending that class. So with that note, we're going to close today's show. I'm going to invite everyone to have a wonderful day and also to listen to this show and other archive shows at NAVWIC.org and just follow the link to Blog Talk Radio. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you again, Marissa and Anne. Again, have a blessed new year, and let's shoot this out to all of the former students because that's one of the most valuable resources that we have now at spreading the word.
Excellent point.